Bobby Payne.
And we're back. What an amazing mix from DJ Bobby Payne. So guys, in the spirit and continuing with business owners, entrepreneurship, all kind of awesome things going on. So we don't have Tammy T with us today, but I decided we're going to fill the space with, I don't want to say something better because you can't get better than Tammy T because Tammy T is it. But we do have a guest in studio.
You can just say just as good. I don't
just
know
as
why
good?
It's just a comparison.
I like that. I like, okay, just as good as Tammy T. Okay, well, yeah, because she, you know, anyways, you know, I know where you call me out. So look. We have a guest that's a longtime friend of mine as well. He's doing amazing, amazing things in terms of documenting what we have going on. What is Montreal and just some of the essence of Montreal? We have the one and only Henri Pardot with us today. Can I get our snaps and claps in the studio? You know, every week I say I need to bring in the button to be able to press and get claps.
We have a claps button though. We had it.
Yeah, no, it's just, we clearly don't have it right now. So that's just what it is. But we have Henri in the studio with us. So basically we're replacing our news segment with our community news or community update segment. And because this is really what it is. So Henri, welcome to New Power Hour. We're glad to have you with us today.
Oh, same thing here. Okay. I'm really happy to be here.
Good. So now, basically before we deep dive just into the project that you're working on, which is Dear Jackie.
Yeah. Dear Jackie.
Can you just let the people know who might be new and who might not have heard of Henri Pardot in the past? Can you just please just introduce yourself, who you are, what you do?
Sure. I'm Henri Pardot. So I'm a filmmaker. That means I direct, I produce, and I write also films, Afrocentric films. So I concentrate on us. Mm-hmm. And I hope that the films that I do will be seen by us. That's the main thing, you know, try to get a new perspective and trying to also reestablish our history and head towards the future, towards a prosperous future. I think that's the main thing.
Love it. And again, it's like when I think about like people like you, I see you as a griot. You know, like, and not the meat, for those who are wondering.
I was just like, what?
A griot. The storytellers from back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I went straight to the griot.
I figured you did, Gina. So I was like, not the meat, Gina.
I'm a vegetarian too, so I was all the way confused.
There's the storytellers. Yeah.
The storytellers. That's really what it is. And the vital, it's vital what you're doing. It's like just being able to capture the story and retell it. So now let's, you know, we don't want to go too far off. So let's talk about this documentary. The inspiration, how we got to this point. Please let the listeners know.
Well, I think that films, sometimes they're there for a while before they become films. And in this case, as a young actor in my 20s, I saw this film from the NFB called Golden Gloves. Mm-hmm. And in that film, I just saw myself. I just saw this young boxer called Ronald Jones that lived in Saint-Henri, Little Burgundy. And I thought like the whole thing was extremely inspiring. And I've dreamt of just creating a series, a show, something to honor that presence of Little Burgundy. So time goes by, and then I learn about Jackie Robinson's time in Montreal, and then I hear all these wonderful things said about how Canada is so amazing mm-hmm. for Black people, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And especially with the Jackie Robinson
First
thing.
Of all,
yeah.
It's Pharaoh's that got me it. Like
exactly.
No, you know, Canada.
We have history here. We yes. are part of
no,
it.
No, we do. Yeah, we
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm. So as I'm going through research and meeting people like Dorothy Williams, I learn about the Bergs, for one, and I learn how Black people were treated in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and it hasn't changed, right? It hasn't changed. But one thing that hasn't changed also is the way families grow, families persist, and families figure out a way to reach joy, because that's our main thing. It's not, you know, we don't think about racism every day, even though it's always there. We want to be prosperous, and we want to reach that Black joy.
Yeah.
And so the film is a lot about that also.
That's good to
right?
hear.
Through time. Mm-hmm. Through time, even though Jackie Robinson was here for one season, so that's what in 46, and a lot of praise go out to the brother that was just had the race on his shoulder,
right? Yeah.
Against segregation and everything in sports and elsewhere when he got out of sports. But in the time being, things go slowly here, right? They just go by. Mm-hmm. So I use Jackie Robinson sort of like somebody to write a letter to. You know, if we could sit down with the brother now and say, listen, Jackie, and say the real stuff, right, what would we say? So that's what the film is about, you know?
I like that. Yeah. I like that. And I love the positive twist. Not twist, just a positive approach. Let's just put it like that. Because sometimes you hear, you watch these documentaries or films that, you know, talk about the past, and it kind of brings you down a little bit, like, you know. And I'm just being, you know, I'm just being light with it, but it's like, so the fact that you do highlight the positive aspect, I think that's a plus. That's a huge plus. Did you guys have anything or questions you wanted to ask before we?
And when we're saying this is Dear Jackie, it's not necessarily the love letter, but is this like, is it thanking him for coming to Montreal and what he's done for us? Is it, when you're saying it's talking to him about the real stuff, what are we really talking about there? Like, what does that mean?
Well, we'll be talking about, of course, trauma, and there are different sorts of trauma, post-traumatic stress, of course, our conditions as women, as young men growing up, dealing with police, dealing with education, dealing with family, how to stay united, Black life, basically, the Black experience. That's what I want this film to be like a personal letter to the brother saying, this is what's going on. You know, there have been some hardships. We've been evicted. There was urban renewal that really kicked us out. Our heart and our spirit is gone, but still there, the NCC, you know, how can we bring it back? So it was like 90 years of history through these 90 minutes of film. Talking to young people like Jazz Marie and also older people like Ivan, who's 91 now, who's been an Olympian, a chemistry teacher in high school and in university, rather, and they've done it all, you know, and they've got so much wisdom. So it's to listen to these people talk to the community and to ourselves about we're doing great things. And of course, we're not recognizing all that, but, you know, it's still happening.
But our culture is vibrant. Right. And I love that we still have to talk about the rough stuff, but I love that it's really focusing on the pursuit of happiness so that eventually we can start just focusing on that.
That's it.
And like we can move away from that.
So my brother, where do we see the film? When do we see the film? What are the contacts? How do we, like, this is it? Because I know people want to see it.
Go ahead. Yeah, definitely. So of course we've got two groups, either on Facebook or on Instagram. So it's just Dear Jackie Film.
Okay.
But the launch is at Cinéma Public on June 17th at 6. And then there's Cinéma du Musée June 18th. And then Cinémathèque Québécoise. So on those links, you'll get to see all the listings. Now, the thing is, in Quebec, the films don't last a long time on screen. So you got to go quickly.
Okay.
The more people we are at the beginning, the longer it'll stay in. Nice. So I encourage everybody to just bring everybody. Good. Like, and let's own the spaces.
Nice.
This is, we're going to cinema and it's Black film and it's all about us. Let's go there and talk during the film.
Is Dear Jackie also shown in both languages, like English and French, is it just English?
It's both. Actually, all the characters speak English because it is an English neighborhood, and I wanted to honor that. But I did the narration both in French and English. So in French, Cher Jackie, and in English, Dear Jackie.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I would like to personally give a shout out to Jazz Marie, one of the young actresses.
Yeah.
She's actually an avid listener every Thursday morning on before she goes to school, on her way to school. She listens to this show. So we want to shout out Jazz Marie. Jazz Marie, you are truly a light and an inspiration to all of us grown-ups and even the young people. So we want to tell you that we're proud of you. Go, girl.
Yeah. The wisdom in her eyes was like, the team was like, just had to sit down.
She's everything.
Yeah, she is.
I love that. So, definitely, I would like to have you come back on The Empower. We could deep dive more about you, what you do, like just your journey in terms of a film producer and a director and different things that you're doing.
It's been an amazing 2 years. This is my third project right now. So, I did Dear Jack last year and then Afro-Canada, 400 years of Afro-Canadian history on Radio-Canada this summer.
Okay.
And my latest feature, Canaval, about my history, my family's arriving on this weird planet called Canada, nice. And how we cope with it, right?
Yeah. Okay, see, exciting. So, brother, I'm looking forward to, again, thank you for being a guest with us this morning on the Empower Hour. Glad to have you, and just looking forward. We will be there. Encourage que tout le monde soit là en grand nombre. Everybody come out. I don't know why I switched to French. That happens, right?
That's just, good. It works like that.
C'est du franglais. You know what I mean? Say, yeah, c'est du franglais. How we get down. So, anyways, brother, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for coming
just
on.
Just to highlight you guys, that's tomorrow. Pick up your tickets today.
Good point. Yes.
Because it's starting to show tomorrow.
That's what it is. So. All right. And just go on, check on Instagram and Facebook, get your tickets and get there and you'll see the Empower Hour team will be there.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Stay up.
So that was an interview with Henri, and we are going to get into the entertainment segment. I'm just going to have to start my segment off like this, though, because this is how I'm feeling right now, guys. Because, yeah, you know what?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just happening. I'm just going
to
jump in.
So I have to take a little mute. Off my phone. I have to take my phone off of mute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is my new intro I'm going to be probably using every week.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guests in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects history to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. This release is co-presented by Desta Black Youth Network, Tyndale St. George's Community Center, Canteen Bergs, and Makisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Yo, Earth is ghetto. I want to leave. I'm done. I am so done. So this week, I found out a little bit late, though, that Lori Harvey called herself having commitment issues all of a sudden now, and Michael B. Jordan is out here crying. I'm over it right now. It is so ghetto out here. Love is not real. Nothing is real anymore. Don't believe anything that you see. Didn't I tell y'all in the beginning that he cannot hold this young girl down?
You did say that. She is her mama's child.
She is her mama's child. I've been saying this. Y'all don't want to listen to me, though. Lori Harvey is a whole wreck out here, child. Okay. But I'm going to tell you something. I love it. I ain't gonna lie. One, I love it for a couple of reasons. One, Michael B. Jordan is now eligible bachelor and is back on the dating scene. Now, I'm gonna tell you something. I got dibs. Don't y'all even step in my way. I've been told y'all this was my man. He done stepped over there with her thinking that she was better than me. That I'm about to get my man. Two, this is my other reason. I want y'all to understand, because men seem to think that something else is going on in their minds right now. But this is not the early 30s. This is not the 40s, the 50s, or the 60s. Let me explain this to y'all. Women who make their own money, they don't got to settle no more. Mm-hmm. So when you thinking, she should just stay with him because he's a good catch. She's a catch, too.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
She's a catch, too. Right. And these days, I got to push this narrative because I think that people really done lost their mind out here. Mm-hmm. Marriage is no longer the standard for a good relationship. Let me say this to y'all again.
Okay.
Marriage is no longer the standard for a good relationship. There's lots of people out there that go and get married and a year later they divorce. Fact. It's nothing but paperwork. Mm. It's about solidifying that relationship and making it right before y'all eyes, not before some folks standing on the pulpit. What this is about.
Mm.
When I see women who have their own money and I see how they function with men, it lets me know, it makes me understand what this process is really about. Mm. We all got to have something to bring to the table. All of us. We all got to have something to bring to the table.
Those are facts.
And our values and our morals and scruples are all different. However, these days, women are making their own money. And so when men are saying, and I want y'all to hear this, fellas, y'all out here like, oh, I want a woman that could pay half the bills. I want a woman who could pay. I want a woman who could afford to do it all when I can't. Okay, you could get that. But I can tell you, she not really going to want you.
Okay.
She not. You got to make yourself useful to a woman that got her own dough. Us going out and hanging out and being together, those is great. Those things are great. And it's good to share your life with somebody. It's good to have that. But women with their own money is making their decisions differently. We not putting up with stuff from guys that we don't have to, because I got my own money. I can take myself out to dinner. Mm-hmm. I pay my own bills. If I put out my own garbage, I pretty much could just be single. I really don't need you for anything if I got to do all. So if you're looking for this 50-50 with women, this is not how you're going to get it. And Lori Harvey, I think she just showed us something very valuable, ladies, something very valuable, men. Understand this. We dating differently now. Mm. You're not going to be able to just come like, oh, because you took on some vacations and you did, because women are doing these things for themselves.
I think relationships are really about complimenting each other. At the end of the day, I think that's the, you know, that I feel that's what makes or break powerful relationships, is that you guys are complimenting each other. It's not a one way thing.
Someone stops someone on the street. You know those things where you ask people questions on the street, and they ask them what makes a good relationship, and the woman said, it's not about finding your better half, because that means you're just giving 50% and he's giving 50%. If you're both giving 100%. Now that's a whole. Now you're doing complete. Mm-hmm. So if we're gonna nitty gritty about this, that, and a third, you're always it's always going to be lacking at the end of the day. But to that point, people need to start realizing that all the things that you're asking that partner to be, mm-hmm. you got to make sure that you can be that yourself.
Ooh, talk about it.
First and foremost, mm-hmm. and that's whether you're the man to the whoever you are in that relationship at the end of the day. Because if you want me to cook, clean, rear children and all these things, you better believe you need to do that too. Because when I don't feel like it,
yeah,
you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're rearing children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't count on me for that.
Yeah, this is why I always say, when I get into a real relationship and I settle down, and I hate to say settle down because I feel like it's like settling, but when I get ready to like create a life for myself, I'm going to be the daddy. Whoever get with me got to know I'm the daddy.
Oh my God.
It's true. I gotta be the daddy, because I see how guys is out here functioning and moving and stuff like that. No.
God, what are you? What kind of? I don't understand how. Who, sorry, I don't know what man is gonna jump in a relationship understanding that he has to not be that he's with another dad. What
you the mama?
Kaya, who
do the stuff that the mama do? You cook. I gotta go outside. I got stuff to do. You okay. Be the mama.
You take care of the kids. You have stay-at-home
you rear
dads.
The kids. We gotta be able to have literally an equal. That's why I said this equal that's opportunity relationship thing goes the whole way. And for me, I feel like at times when I need to be able to be the daddy.
Okay, I see what you're saying with that. All right, so mind you, washing dishes and stuff, it's not necessarily just a mommy role. Just so
it's not a gender role.
Exactly, what it's not, but I, now I
what happens
you mean.
When the mommy is the breadwinner?
I got it. I dig. I hear what you're saying.
What happens when the mommy is the breadwinner? We always looking at it from a perspective that the woman is supposed to be the housewife. Because she make less money. Well, now these days, women are making more money than the
facts,
men.
Facts.
So what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Right.
And I like to see my men with an apron on. I like it. With chaps.
Chaps.
And a pedicure with clear nail polish. Stop playing with me.
What else is going on in entertainment? Are you talking about men wearing nail polish on their toes?
No, I'm saying. I'm just saying, go get a pedicure and be cooking dinner when I come home and have them kids put the bed. You know, I don't like to see them after 9 o'clock.
I can't.
That's all I'm saying.
I cannot.
So, Coi Leray took her braces off, man. Young Miami is out here right now talking about the craziest thing that she did for love. Y'all got to check out that interview. Carisha has a new show of her own podcast, but you know, she dealing with Diddy. So Diddy is going to put her on.
Big time.
She got her own show. She doing it up, and we are proud of your girl, Carisha. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber suffers from a virus that causes face paralysis, forcing him to cancel several tour dates. But I'm going to tell you, whatever this affliction is that he has, I think it's called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It just really got him looking like he keep rolling his eyes. Really, it just looked like he's sick of it. He's like,
oh, no, Kaya. No, I was concerned for Justin. But then I at first thought it was like a side effect from a vaccine. I was like, is that what's happening? And then I create all kinds of conspiracy theories. So that was that was one of them. I was like, that's that's what happened. And then I thought it was the monkeypox. I was like, oh, maybe he got the monkeypox and it paralyzed his face and he's about to start telling people go out and get these new vaccines. I thought it was a whole thing.
Don't get me started.
That's not even a symptom of the monkeypox.
I know.
But these days it don't matter. Anyways, exactly. You know what we're talking about, because in a minute they're gonna have the jigaboo flu out and they be blaming it on us. Talking about, we did it. They're gonna say
that thing that Justin had. Yo, that's what it. Anyways, I'm just saying. Yeah. Just know you heard it here first.
You guys lead some stressful lives with all these conspiracies.
Yeah.
So keeps
us busy.
It does. Well, listen, I be on point. You ask any of my family and friends, I told them everything was coming when it was coming.
Facts.
So Floyd Mayweather was brought to tears while he was being inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame.
He deserves that.
He definitely deserves that.
Don't really like him as a person.
That's it. I think I'm with you on that.
He's an excellent boxer.
Yeah, y'all don't like him?
Well, he doesn't seem like he does anything for...
He has a very Napoleon complex. And like he's not really great in relationships. Although I know that he treats his baby mother really well. At least one of them, I think, or what have you. But...
It sounds like you speak to them directly. So,
well, you know.
Yeah. No, they was on TV talking. They say he give you a first things first, when you get with Floyd Mayweather Jr., you get a stipend of $100,000 for plastic surgery.
Which is toxic.
$1 million, not $100,000. $1 million for plastic surgery is on a stipend.
Wow.
You got to get boxing lessons. So you get boxing lessons. That's on the docket. Yeah. Also, I heard that after you get boxing lessons, that you got to spar with him and he knocks you out. What? So I'm just saying.
What?
He's horrible. I just want to know why y'all didn't like him.
Yo.
For him, everything in his life is a commodity, like including his women. And so it's just not.
Because I'm still at the $1 million for plastic surgery. I don't know how to feel about that. I find it's toxic. Yeah, I find that's kind of. I don't know.
It's like, you're not good enough for me. But good luck. Here's good news. Here's some money for you to get better. Get better, right? And I think he gives cars too. But like at the end of the day,
I don't think that's what it is. When he gives them the money, it's really like you're gonna be exposed to this lifestyle, and I don't want you sitting around here acting like you insecure because these women around here is all pumped up and stuff. So here's some money. If you want to go and get your stuff pumped up, go get pumped up. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to hear no stories about now you crying, you don't feel beautiful, because this is where we going.
Any prenups?
I think he do got some prenups, but it's all money in the prenups for them.
So
everybody got money.
Seriously, here I have a question. So can people sign prenups even if they're not married? Can it just be we're just dating? And
well, if they don't, like the thing is, it depends on where you are. Like, see, here in Quebec, you have common law here, but that's not what you see in the U.S.
You can draft a contract.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I did ask the lawyer, but then Gina felt like she needed to answer the question.
First of all, you were looking at me, though.
No, it's because we're in a studio. What do you want me to do?
You were looking in my full direction.
I'm just saying.
I was asking the lawyer. No, it's okay. We can do some rounds.
No, I'm just saying. Gina, I know you train. Stop, Gina. Stop intimidating me. Okay. So Miguel, to answer the question, you're saying no, they don't need a prenup if they're in Quebec, you don't need a prenup if you're just dating. Is that it? Is that how it works here? There's no common law,
I think it depends if you have like some stuff you do together,
okay,
and you build things together. You have to draft a contract.
Okay, no. Mm-hmm. So Floyd's good. He's not doing anything in conjunction with anybody. He's like, I'm funding this. This is my team, and you're joining the ride. Okay. Sorry, Kai, jumping all over your segment.
No, go ahead. It's okay. You know, I love this part of it. Okay, so Kelly Rowland put Michelle Williams on blast because Michelle Williams keeps all of her bags from when she purchases designer products. So this is my question for you guys around the table. When you buy designer stuff, do you keep the bag that it comes in?
No.
I'm trying to think. First of all, when's the last time I buy some designer? When I bought some designer, I don't know. I support community businesses all the time.
I keep it.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You keep the bags?
To protect them.
So you have some Dior and Burberry bags folded up underneath your kitchen counter with the rest of the plastic bags?
No, not in my kitchen. You know, no? I put the bag in...
Okay.
Yes.
You keep the item in the bag.
In the bag, to protect it. Yes.
Okay. So if you buy a Louis bag and the Louis bag comes in the bag that the Louis bag comes in, you keep it and you keep the Louis in the bag and put it away.
Yes.
So when you're ready to use it, you pull out the whole bag, take it out, and when you're finished, you put it back in.
Yeah.
Bang. She's stuck. That's what I'm talking about. She fancy. I know what her closet look like. I'm just gonna tell y'all right now. I know her closet look like. Well, I got an auntie like that.
She looked real on point today too. Right? She came to slay, not to play.
And you know, I'm gonna tell you something. Because I was gonna say this earlier, right? When she was talking about herself, I was gonna say, and she's beautiful. Hold on. Mm-hmm. So my sister came in here with green eyes, and she got on the green clothes to match, right? So her eyes are like pow.
Nails done.
She's smiling. Nails done. Hair done. Everything. I'm like, okay, sis. But this is the best. Her nails actually match her shoes.
Yeah.
She got on red patent leather shoes and her nails look like red patent leather. Stop playing with my good sis here. Don't play with her.
I want her representing me. That's what I'm saying.
That's how you know. That's how you know. That's how black people choose lawyers. That's how we choose. Look at that suit. You know that mug win.
Yeah.
She wins. She's a winner. You can tell. Look at her suit.
Yes.
Look at her shoes. First of all, they ain't got a scuff on them.
At all.
First of all, she walks in here. She stands on the carpet. She walks out. Everybody wins.
Yes.
Don't talk to her.
All right. Okay. Talk about it.
Mm-mm. So I don't really buy designer like that, but I got some bags for some stuff. I put it underneath the counter and stuff like that. And when I'm doing like when I go to the SD, if I have like a bag like that in my trunk, I take it in the store with me. I drop all my goodies inside those and walk around with it like that.
Okay.
But you know what? I've seen people do this. Non-melanated people take those bags and walk into regular stores and steal. I don't know. So I'm just saying. Okay. I know some people keep them for different reasons, but I've seen that happen before. I ain't gonna say no names, but I've seen.
Okay. I'm glad you said non-melanated too, because it's everybody out here trying.
No, they was non-melanated. They went in. I saw her take the bags out her trunk and fluff them out and go into Lululemon and come out with the bags stuffed with stuff.
Okay.
And I know she didn't pay for it. And the bag said, the Bay, Hudson Bay Company on it, and she had Lululemon stuff coming out the store.
Okay.
This was just the other day, too.
Hey.
I seen it.
Hey.
So they did a hologram of B.I.G. This image right here is something else for me, but I can tell you when I saw it, the first thing I thought about is that when his children or his past lovers have to see this, they're going to be weak because it is so B.I.G.
Really?
Yeah, for me, it was too much to look at. When I saw it, I was weak to my stomach. Wow. I was like, oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, man. It's so lifelike. It's so real, but it's a holographic image, right? So it is him.
Right.
But it's like the way he moves, everything. I'm like, that's going to be chilling for his children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But big up the B.I.G. because we know, you know, Christopher Wallace was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be my time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, this is my segment on the Empower Hour. Thank you for having me.
Okay, you know you be bringing it. Okay, we come with that. Okay, we come with that energy. Thank you, Kai, for that.
Well, I guess it's me. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. I am Gina the Great. I hope you're enjoying yourself thus far. We really put some gems in today. But now it's time for Ungrind My Gears. Just a little bit of time for us to talk about some fun facts, some some good old jokes, some good old dad jokes, and give you a little motivation for your day, for your week. You know, just a couple gems to take on with you. So first things first. Black facts, but you were not
black
ready.
Black facts.
No, but I
were not even ready.
No, we weren't ready at all. No, but I feel I missed the cue. Where's the cue?
First things first.
That's the cue.
First things first.
We should have got
maybe,
this.
Maybe that's why your thing. You said Biggie. My mind's still on Biggie. I'm thinking something else, and I'm hearing you. I'm like, when's Gina gonna actually start her proper intro? Because I thought you had like a.
I wasn't giving you AKAs today.
Okay, well, what I mean?
Like, so let's bring it back. We're going to do like Jombie from Pee Wee's Playhouse. Make a look a high, make a honey ho.
Oh my goodness, you just brought us back to Pee Wee Herman.
Oh yeah, I'm actually about to be Jombie like on TikTok for a minute. I'm going to be cussing people out because they tested me. So yeah, come on.
Because I was the Indian head in the box.
Yes.
Wow.
Make a look a high, make a honey ho.
Shit. So start again, Gina. Come on, for real.
So first things first.
Black facts. Thank you, Gina.
Okay, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, my dear co-host.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, make sure you feel appreciated. Good.
Mary Ann Chad Carey 1823 to 1893. And who is Mary Ann? She was an anti-slavery activist and publisher.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary Ann Chad Carey was an activist, educator, publisher, and journalist. She was the first Black woman to publish a newspaper called the Provincial Freeman in North America. As an educator, Chad Carey established a racially integrated school for Black children in Windsor, Ontario. Mm. And as an activist, she advocated for the rights of Black people and women. So that is a little bit of Canadian history. It didn't come from the ABCs of Canada. Actually, mm-hmm. she might be in there. I just kind of forgot my cards today.
Yeah,
so
no stress. She might be. But is that because in Montreal, we had a school, Chad Academy, no?
Is there?
I think there was.
Yeah. Well, Chad, of course. Chad.
Was it named after her? Do you know?
Oh,
one must find out.
Yep, for next week.
Thank you. Another person that I want to mention, this isn't Canadian Black history, but it is Black history as a whole. But mm-hmm. I came across someone named Moses West this mm-hmm. week. Excuse me. And here I was thinking that this is something brand new brand.
Mm-hmm.
But he's actually been working on this, or this was been in the news since 2018. And so what Moses West has is the Paladin water technology. And what that does is that he's created a system to essentially solidify the water that's in the air
mm-hmm.
and make potable water.
Nice.
And as we know, like, I mean, water is in its solid form is ice.
Right.
In liquid form is water.
Yes.
And then in its gaseous form is literally the air.
Yeah.
There is literally, and you know, we're feeling it. We're in that moment where, you know, when we're just like, oh, it's muggy outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's that gaseous water.
Yes.
But what mm-hmm. he's saying is that there's so much air out there, I can just pull the water from the air.
But I knew that from watching Avatar when mm-hmm. they were, yeah.
Sure.
No,
and
I'm
we
just
also
saying.
Knew that from science because we okay, learned well, that in
too.
School.
That too, but it was more cartoons. But yes. No, the Avatar showed us everything.
Absolutely. Well, you can pull water from everything. Water, yeah. We're 80% water, right? So, like, and that's like most beings.
Hence, when they started bloodbending, it was next level. Sorry. I'm not sure that's where we're going. But
no, it's okay. not. But I'm going to be all right, guys. So, the machine is called an atmospheric water generator. So, it cools humid air until the water transforms from gas to liquid, otherwise known as condensation. And the device pulls the water from its gas forms and then filters it. So, this is a mechanism that is cheaper than desalinating water.
Wow.
And it's actually cheaper than spring water, so resourcing for spring water. Oh. And what he's done is that he's been providing clean, potable water to Flint.
Wow.
Because, guys, Flint, Michigan still has a water problem.
That's disgusting.
It's insane, yeah. Right?
Who's the mayor out there?
Who knows?
Should be fired.
The mayor?
I don't know.
The whole presidency should be dismantled.
You're absolutely right.
You don't take care of those people. Who are you?
No, but who?
What are you doing?
But why aren't we protesting? Why aren't we attacking everything around it? That's what our problem is.
Well, we're also in Canada, and we also don't have any say in American politics.
Yeah.
Remember that part? Still that today. Until politics become world politics, we have say in politics in Canada.
Damn.
But so as well as Flint, he also supplies water in Bahamas and Puerto Rico as well. Mm-hmm. So shout out to
he's
Moses
melanated,
West.
Right?
Yes.
I feel we should pray for him, make sure his life is that he's safe, because mm-hmm. they'd be trying to take out these geniuses. Yeah. Every genius that's doing things that will save the world, they're like, let's try to take them out.
That's what they did to homeboy with Waterloo.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
The homeboy mm-hmm. in Waterloo, you said?
Waterloo, the man in Africa. He made the filtration system. So if they found a puddle on the ground and there was a no way for them to get water, you could use this straw thing and it would siphon out the clean water, purify it, and you could actually drink it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And about 2 months ago, I think I talked about it actually, and they threw him from a building.
Yeah.
And said that he committed suicide. And now a company is opened called Waterloo.
Wow.
That is his company. His company was called something else. But this new company that's there is called Waterloo. And it's actually owned by the people, one of the people who he propositioned about funding his company.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, Moses is still alive 3 years later.
Good.
4 years later. So, you know, that's good there too.
Ancestors guide him. Protect him.
Absolutely.
But he has to draft some contract. So.
Hell yeah, he needs some kind of contract, some kind of clause.
Mm-hmm. Ideally.
And some kind of insurance.
Definitely some insurance.
We're plugging everything. Mm. He needs everything.
Yeah.
He needs me.
And because he's in the States, so he definitely needs that insurance. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So my motivation, my motivational, it's not a quote actually. I came across something called divine interference. So we've heard of divine intervention, right?
Yeah.
And so this spiritual person was kind of giving some pointers in terms of when you're going through something. So think of an area in your life where things are kind of going the way you want it to, or you might be struggling, whether it's with your work, your partner, finding a partner, whatever it is.
Right.
What you need to ask for, call it God, universe, your whoever you want to talk to, you need to hand it over to your galactic team.
Yes. Okay.
And there is the universal laws that, and again, I say this universal laws because you see this in religion, you see this in spirituality, you see this in all these different things. Is that intervention needs to be asked. It does not. It's not imposed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very true.
And so then you want to say you want to call on your angels, you want to call on your spiritual guides, you want to do all these things and say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to you. So I'm going to need some divine interference, and so. Angel such and such or whomever, I'm gonna go ahead and let you handle this, and I'm gonna sit and wait. I'm gonna hyper focus on the other stuff and keep focusing on the things that are going good, and keep on that. I'm gonna hand it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a let go and let God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A little more explained, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I really liked that when I saw that, and I literally stopped. I was just like, you know what? I got a few things that had my anxiety go up and all these different things, and I was kind of just like, cool. And I did that, and I was just like, I feel lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really felt lighter.
I like that a lot.
I felt like I should have shared that with everyone.
I think I live by that. Like it just, I guess I put out the intentions. Mm-hmm. I intend that this, you know, like whatever I'm working on, I just intend that it work out. And when things aren't working out in the way that I wanted to, I do also put some intention on that. But I think it works. It works because you're definitely taking your own self out of it, and you're trusting that the universe is here for you.
It's called blind faith.
Mm-hmm.
Blind faith. This is how you walk out on faith. You just walk out and know and trust that they're going to handle it.
Mm-hmm. But I find, because I find there's a value in actually letting them hear that you're asking.
Oh yeah,
for
that you're
help.
Calling to them. Yeah. But they say, you know, if we're using God, because and for myself, very spiritual, but still focusing, functioning. Mm-hmm. I would say like half Christian, in half Christian ways, but saying like, you know, God, I give it to you.
Right.
I give it to you. I'm giving you my burden today. I'm laying this burden down and I'm asking you to pick it up and take it for me because I know that I'm nothing without you.
Talk about it.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Tambourine.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had
a tambourine. And I felt like this was a motivational quote that spread across the board, you know, no matter your faction. Wow. So, I got a joke for y'all.
I figured you did, you know.
Listen, you know, when I start wheezing, it's on.
What is Matthew McConaughey's favorite bread?
Something with born in it.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, God.
Yes, Mireille, thank you. Laugh from her gut. I love it.
I didn't miss that last week. I didn't miss it.
There is the alternate of all white, all white, all white, too.
All white, all white, all white.
That's hilarious.
Stop. You didn't come in with any pride jokes? You didn't come in with no Pride Month jokes?
No, because you know what? To me, Pride Month is the same thing as Black History Month. Like, you know, we black all year, we pride all year. Like, I don't know. I didn't have any pride jokes. But, I mean, the month is still going, so. Oh, but I won't be, because, sorry, guys, I won't be here for the following of the month. So, Kai, I'll leave that for you.
I only have bad pride jokes.
No, well, we're not doing that.
No, we are. Go ahead.
But I do have, no. No. It's a no for me. It's a no for me.
They're actually funny, but it's okay. I won't do them.
But I do have. There's high thoughts too.
Okay, good.
Yes,
you know, just a couple of high thoughts there. Is there a synonym for synonym? Yes, the English language.
Synonym from synonym. No, I don't. No, I guess not.
There's no synonym for synonym, is there? Or is it synonym? Is it just an ever-ending loop of synonym?
Wow.
It's too much for this hour. It's too much.
And then another question is, so you know when you're dreaming and you're falling, how can your brain and body replicate that feeling of falling from a high place in your dreams if you've never actually experienced that before? Where is it pulling from?
Wow.
From my, but that's the thing. We know that we astro travel, so actually, I can understand how that happens.
These are high thoughts. Okay.
It's not to go so deep, Kaya.
It's
just high thoughts. Things that make you go, But still, because even if we're flying in dreams, are you falling in your dreams?
You see, now y'all going deep. See?
No, you see, that's what I'm saying. Because you're saying flying, but now you're falling. Because you do get that feeling of falling. You wake up. But
yes, I did that.
We
all feel that. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So no, anyway, so it's
when weird. Edibles are bad, it's like you're falling through portals. It's like,
yeah,
you wake up like, oh my gosh, like I just fell through the bed, guys. You don't even know what happened. I fell through the bed. I was on the floor, and then I came back. I was like, whoa. Like, actually, that happened to me the other night. I ate edibles with me and my homegirl. I thought we was going to overdose. The next day, I was just so dry.
Yo.
I was dry. I looked so old. I looked like I was, like, 60.
It took all the moisture out of you.
I was putting mad Nivea. She was like, no, drink water. I was like, okay.
No, but have you ever had so much edibles that you're high for, like, 48 hours?
Yeah, well, that's what happened. This morning, even, I woke up. I was like, how I was really talking, too. Like,
interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
I got some cookies for you then.
Oh,
if you're down. Okay.
That doesn't even sound like fun, guys.
No, it's not fun. It's fun. Yeah, come on, Gina, man. Just let us live. Yeah.
I mean, do you?
That's what I'm saying. I'm out in the country sometimes. You'll be in the country. You just want to just relax.
Well, that's my segment, folks, ladies and gentlemen.
So, do we have a couple of minutes, some time? Because, I know. Gina, I don't usually clap Gina, but it is a good segment. So, Miguel, if you want to clap Gina.
Yes,
you
know, I have to clap.
Invited every week. Yeah.
Okay. No, but
every week.
Thank let me check. How much time we have? Like 5 minutes? Yeah, 10. True. Because had mentioned something that I felt that was important. Just to touch on. And before we close off, I you know how I like to ask our guests to leave us with empowering words. I wanted to see if Mireille had any she wanted to leave with our listeners. But when we were talking about the price of food and stuff like that, we were talking about the price, gas prices, and I just want to just put this out there, guys. Again, this is the Empower Hour. We like to leave you guys with gems and just things to think about. I do not want people to be in a reactive state, okay? I want you to be planning ahead, okay? I don't want us to be distracted about everything happening in the world and not focusing what's happening in your household. And I say that because the fact that I was watching a clip the other day. And I'm seeing it myself, right? That this farmer was breaking down. I'm not sure if you guys seen it. The farmer was breaking down just the extreme, like her cost of farming, her just feeding her animals and stuff like that. She's like, and you know, she gave a simple example that it used to cost her $14 a day, I think, to feed her chickens and her cows and different things like that. And it went up to something like 60 something or 8, like it was something bananas. Like the increase was nuts. Mm-hmm. And she's telling us, guys, please take heed. Because as a farmer, these prices, when it's time for them to slaughter, and now they're selling the meat that they had to, so the cost, like she's like, yo, she's putting prices out there that we can't fathom mentally, right? Mm-hmm. But this is what's happening. It's already happening because the cost of everything has already increased. Mm-hmm. So and right now the gas has us, and we mentioned it lightly about the food, but the food price is going to get bonkers. And the reason I'm putting it out there, because guys, I have love for the community. I do not want people getting to a point where they're in desperation, where because they didn't plan ahead, they're now scrambling trying to figure out what's up. They're turning on each other because they're trying to figure out what's what. Guys, I'm just putting it out there. Please start planning ahead. Start just being mindful. Being mindful of the fact that the tides are changing. You're going to want, like Tammy T's mentioned it on more than one occasion. She got an apartment type of greenhouse that you could grow things inside and whatever. Guys, these are things you're going to want to start looking into and investing in. Like, and I'm telling you, you know, as you have your change coming in, government money comes in, whatever be the case, sacrifice on the going out, sacrifice on the clubbing a little bit, just because you're going to want to be thinking about how am I going to eat in the next couple of months, because we're going through a tide.
Regardless. I'm going to tell you something. They be telling me in the grocery store, oh, getting the self-serve. I said, no, I would like to go to the cash register here where somebody going to check. Getting the self-serve. I said, okay, if you want me to steal, you go ahead. Oh, yeah, I'll get in the self-serve. Don't you ask me to go over here and bring my own stuff up and I don't know the code. I'm going to put it in the bag.
It's like, oops, forgot. I don't know. Missed that one. I don't work here.
Shoot. I don't work here. This is not my first of all. This is not your groceries either. Mind your business. Do not try and be a hero.
That's not where I was going with this.
Okay,
listeners,
sorry.
I'm not telling you guys to prepare.
I'm gonna eat regardless.
Don't do that.
But you know what I mean? We gonna call you, Mary. What you talking about, Maitress Nena? We calling you.
Yeah.
This is business. This is big business. I'm gonna tell you, this is, they got me hemmed up in Super C.
I'm putting it out there. I want to remind you guys, the OFC, we have invested in a greenhouse, a four-season greenhouse.
Beautiful.
So we will be growing food year-round.
Beautiful.
To ensure that the members have access to food. So definitely get in contact with the OFP.
Beautiful.
You're gonna want to become a member.
Yeah, right? I'm gonna pay my membership. Because I don't like prison. It's no good.
No,
it's no fun.
I don't want you
and
in there.
And not for groceries.
Either. That's
definitely
what I'm saying.
I always said, you'll never catch me out here for peanut butter.
I thought it was important because, again, like, I'm out in the country and I'm dealing with these. I deal with some of the farmers out there. They're talking to me about it. Like, we're doing construction renovation, as you guys know. They're showing me the cost of plywood. You know, you're spending over $100 for one piece of plywood, wood to build stuff. Anyways, guys, so just I'm putting
what
it out
that
there.
We own.
It's
that belongs to us,
guys. We're going through it right now. So
okay.
Again, I just want to plant these seeds. All right. So that if I have to leave you guys with any gems, please take heed of that. And let me remind you guys one more time: the OFC, we're giving away $500 every week for you to spend within the community. Now's the time. Get in contact with us. We want to share the wealth. Right, we want to share your wealth and empower you guys. So
yeah, back to what you started with.
Sorry, in terms of me.
Yes.
Well, I thought it was important. I started with that, but I had to plant that seed, Gina. It was important, no pun intended. But the seed, food, I'm thinking about people and the fact that they need to eat. Okay, that's my concern. And Kai brought it up earlier, and I thought it was important. I just didn't want to jump on her second.
Oh my God, there's a whole other. Yeah, Mireille.
So, well, it's because we had 10 minutes, so I was stretching it out at a time. But no, Mireille, how did you enjoy the show today?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah?
That was my first time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We like doing that to people, bringing people
on. It was really great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.
It's been a pleasure. So do you have some words of wisdom, some words of motivation, some words of encouragement that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Je
Si tu peux le dire en français.
Ça me vient plus en français, mais après je vais le dire en anglais.
Mm-hmm.
En fait, on dit toujours que le succès, c'est la préparation qui rencontre l'opportunité.
Mm-hmm.
Mais le succès, c'est en dehors de notre zone de confort. Mm-hmm. C'est jamais dans la zone de confort. Dans ta zone de confort, tu te prépares. Dans la zone de confort, c'est la préparation qui va te permettre de saisir l'opportunité qui t'emmène vers le succès. Et puis, c'est vraiment en dehors de cette zone de confort-là. Donc, dans la zone de confort, préparez-vous. Dans la zone de confort, faites ce que vous avez à faire de mieux pour aller là où vous espérez aller, même si la peur vous retient, parce que vous serez alors capable de saisir l'opportunité qui vous emmènera vers votre succès. Puis j'ai entendu certains d'entre vous ici dire qu'ils sont chrétiens.
Well, kind of.
Ouais, kinda, okay.
C'est dit quoi?
Yeah, you made reference.
You say you was Christian.
Yeah, you made reference. You're kind of Christian.
Still operating a lot on Christian values.
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly.
You know,
amen to that.
Great thing is not inside your comfort zone.
Mm.
It's outside every time. So you have to work hard and to open your eyes to be able to see all the opportunity that you will have to get in order to have your success.
So it's like while you're in your comfortable space, that's where you should be preparing. And then as soon as you come out of your discomfort, that's what opens up for you to get to your success.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I definitely lived that this year.
Yeah.
Like this year that was my thing, and with this buying a new property and getting and going through it, I definitely felt that discomfort. And to the point where I was kind of just like, shoot, am I doing something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go over that hump, you recognize that, oh, no, this is what success is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we've made it.
Yeah, you had to get
uncomfortable. And we're on to something else. Yeah. Real uncomfortable sometimes. But don't doubt yourself. And I like that what you said, like fear, because fear is the enemy of success.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Mm, I love it, man. I love it.
Et puis vraiment, on est dimanche. Hein?
Mm-hmm.
Donc, commencez votre semaine avec des objectifs.
Oh, nice.
Je sais qu'on ne les fait pas souvent, hein? Fixer les objectifs.
Start your week with goals.
Ça peut être de rire un peu plus souvent cette semaine, si vous n'êtes pas quelqu'un qui rit beaucoup. Ça peut être d'aller faire du sport, ça peut être un objectif, ça peut être de lire un livre, d'appeler un parent, de dire je t'aime à la personne avec qui vous vivez, ou de fixer un objectif d'entrepreneuriat. Fixez-vous des objectifs et puis que chaque étape compte. Chaque étape compte. Donc vraiment, c'est de célébrer chaque victoire qui vous mènera à la réalisation de vos objectifs.
Mm. Well said. Set goals, people. Set goals. Goals will change your life. So, yes.
Oh, I was going to ask you guys how you like the show, but yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and close this off.
No, we have time, Gina.
No, because it's the Pharaoh show.
No, let's die. Kaya, how was the show for you?
I love the show. You know, I say it every week. I love the show.
No, but you know what? One day I'm going to be like, how you guys like the show? You know, I didn't really like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Masomenos. It was mediocre. So that's why I don't ask it anymore, because I mean, I don't expect you guys to be like,
No, okay, so maybe let's change the question. So, Kaya, what do you need to plug at the end of the show today? Different.
Soul Minerals 514, merch by Carly Rock, Kitaro Blooming Oils are all responsible for my health and well-being. Oh, Belle Beau for this skin. When I tell you. those are my plugs right now, and you can find me at Strong Firm Bottom, all one word.
And mine is, so definitely check us out. So OFClink.com. So that's I don't normally plug that site. That is our community directory. Go OFClink.com. That's where you can find all kind of entrepreneurs within the community. If you do not find your business in there, definitely get in contact with us because we'd love to have you as a member. For just general information about the OFC, OFCCommunity.com. And we're starting to do a little more stuff on Instagram. So check OFC Network on Instagram, where you could follow me, Farrell Freeman, on Instagram. But I'm still kind of wild on there. I'm not too sure exactly how to use IG properly. All right. So that's me. Plug it one more time. What? Miguel can't plug herself? One more time? No, she's going to close. Don't worry about it, Miguel. Go ahead. The floor is yours. You want to plug your website one more time? Just make sure you get it in.
Oh, yes. Cool. You can contact us at 514-906-8814 for the legal clinic. And you can send us an email at info@cjae.org.
Yes.
There we go.
Awesome.
Yes.
Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour. Special thanks to our wonderful guests today. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM and available on Facebook as well as YouTube. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OSC, Solo Drum, the Caribbean Curry House, and our amazing team. Shout outs to Shiata, Andrew, and Teresa. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win.
Davies presents A Barbecue in the Park on Jean-Baptiste Day, Friday, June 24th from noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Côte St. Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue and jerk, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides and homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $18 or less. So come out and enjoy the outside with Baby and the crew, Friday, June 24th at Mackenzie King Park.
clout. Thinking that they cool, popping pills until they black out. Yeah, I'm always high, something like a vulture. Gotta keep it real, cause I do it for the culture. This is how it goes in the 514.
Well, this one called the volcano eruption. Well, you see, now 84 crowd of people. You know, man, have to come new. Run. Him. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. The youth, them just are dressed up in a white collar shirt. And some of them wear it till it resembles dirt. He said, he want me to join the army. I ain't gonna do it, officer. No way, I ain't gonna do it. Turn down to left pocket. I'm searching for a chrome automatic. I'm searching if you have any ratchet. He said, what is your number? I didn't answer. What is your number? I still don't answer. What is your number, boy? I really don't answer. In Grand Coffin Chopper, me mama, then me started to answer. Guess what I say? 64, 46, BMW, what you want? 64, 46, BMW, Lord. He said, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Lord, it name. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Not it don't yam jackal, not it don't yam dirt. He come from the planet of Earth. He come from the planet of Earth. Say granny in the kitchen, I cook rice and chicken. The jet out the door, I cook a eat a soup. No trouble granny, granny never trouble you. Not it cook up in my tals too. He aim, nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. The youth, them are dressed up in a white collar shirt. And some of them wear it till it resemble dirt. He said, he want me to join the army. I ain't gonna do it, officer. No way, I ain't gonna do it. Turn out your left pocket. I'm searching for a comb automatic. I'm searching if you have any ratchet. He said, what is the number? I didn't answer. What is the number? I still don't answer. What is the number, boy? I really don't answer. In Grand Coffee Chopper, me mama, then me started to answer. Guess what I say? 64, 46, BMW, what you want? 64, 46, that a BMW, Lord. He said, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Lord, it him. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Not it don't yam cattle, not it don't yam dirt. He don't yam cattle, not it don't yam dirt. He come from the planet of Earth. Cause not it come from the planet of Earth. Cause things me used to do, me not go do it no more. So do me not go do it no more. The ear it changed to 84. But here yellow man come fi tell you the score. He said he want me to join the army. I ain't gonna do it, officer.
Politica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guest in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball.
It also masterfully connects history to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. This release is co-presented by Desta Black Youth Network, Tyndale St. George's Community Center, Canteen Bergs, and Makisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
This is Tony from Planet Giza, and you're listening to CKUT Montreal Community Radio. This the crib right here, so shout-outs to every station on here, and shout-outs to you, the listener. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.